of Steam Stealer Murder, back again with a further adventure in our Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast game. The players were Jameis, Richard, and Sharon. This was session 24. We are currently playing session 33, so we're slowly but surely catching up. Also in the feed recently have been some Steam Stealer Murder sessions, in case you've missed them. We started season 3 and are mucking about with the Fate Accelerated rules set for now. Anyways, visit our homepage at bluemagic.com, that's BLUMAGIK.com, for more information and links to our public forums. Enjoy Session 24, Part 1 of our Deadlands game. Okay, recording's on. We're back with Deadlands, Tales from the Shattered Coast. This is Session 24. And once again, we are sans our preacher man, but we do have a character played by Sharon.
yes, hi, this is Sarah Beauchamp, doctor.
Go ahead and go over your cards.
Right, so my cards today are Dress to Kill. Your hero dresses up, is on for the night, and or otherwise far more attractive or charismatic than usual. Add +4 to your charisma for the duration of the current scene. Payback. Play an opposing wild card. Your attacks and damage against him are made at +2 for the duration of the scene. Teamwork. Your hero and any adjacent allies add +4 to their next trait rolls. The allies must be adjacent when the card is played to receive the bonus. And Renown. Play after completing a good deed of some import. You gain a permanent +1 charisma bonus towards those who have heard of you. And it's typically a 50% chance.
And Jameis playing
Luc Villeneuve. That's actually, we lost Pete, now we lost Nick. Who will be the next to fall? and just while I'm here, even though I won't be up on the podcast feed for about a year or so at the current rate, just been playing the Cartographer's Handbook by Alex Shaw. It's set just after the American Civil War, in which there is an attack by Wendigos, which they have to fend off. It's the Cartographer's Handbook is just a setup at the moment, but there's a whole series who's planning on novels in that area. Anyway, my cards. Here comes the cavalry, help arrives on the scene from some source determined by the GM. Contact. Your hero sees an old friend or acquaintance who might help him in his current quest somehow. Of course, he might also ask for a favor in return, so if you want what's your name to turn up here, Yong, you know, be the way to do it. Epiphany, you gain a D6 in some skill for the rest of the session. And Rally, everyone throws in their cards and we start again. Or everyone within, all allies within sight and hearing to lose their shaken status.
I am Richard, and I am playing simple, poor, humble martial artist, Sean Chianlu. I have flesh wound, an extra rises immediately, spurred on, double the distance travelled by your characters for one day, last stand, your heroes and adjacent allies gain 2 toughness and 2 parry. Hidden stash, you find a generic item of some type, food, weapon, bullets, like that. Make no mistake, when facing a creature with immunity or invulnerability, ignore that. And turncoat, your hero somehow convinces or bribes a minor foe to perform a small favor.
Okay, sounds good. And who wants to do a recap? Or if everyone wants to throw in a little something, I'll throw everyone a chip. Since we're down a player, that might be useful.
Where did we... Oh, we didn't actually do a hell of a lot last time, to be said, though. We started off with the Necessity Alliance. Yeah, we started with the Necessity Alliance and we decided we were going to go to Shan Fan, as that was the location of 2 of the Caves of Power we want to get to. So we gathered up some supplies from the Indians there and said, okay, this will be our cover for the trade, and we went off to Shan Fan. We then went to where our vault was, changed into the nice clothes that the garments, the embassy robes, diplomat robes for that we had for showing that we were diplomats of around the area. And we went to see Big Ed Tam and found out that he's currently splitting his power with 2 or 3 other warlords of the area. And he wasn't really happy about that, but there's not much he can do about it. And we got his permission to visit the Isle of Ghost Tears. And anything we do in town to hinder the others is, you know, buffer a good one. and we pretty much retired for the night. Oh, and we had a big fight as well, and our priest was strangled, and we didn't mind. Do we still have the guy? We still have the guy Yon caught, or was one of us caught?
No, we left him.
You caught one of the people who tried to strangle us.
Yes. No.
He was about to spill his guts or something?
I had just played the Spill Your Guts card. Yes.
Right. Okay.
The last session.
I just remembered that. I completely forgot about that. Okay. What interesting did I miss?
Nothing of any import, really. There were posters up about people who were previous. Thin Noodle Mar and Ratskinner Hugh, who were kind of wanted by the new government, but that's about it, really. Oh, there were some people going around possibly shaking down local businesses, and Uncle had become a man of the people leader to start.
And while most of the guards now are wearing black to indicate that they don't belong to anyone's particular group, there are nonetheless those who happen to have little bits of colour on them to establish what group that they don't belong to. I don't belong to this group here, as indicated by the screen sash, no, not at all on Scud.
The only other thing was you also, believe, secured the property where the old Twilight Lodge was.
A vault. Secured the property. All right.
We bolted it up.
Yes, I thought you meant secured as in like bought or
acquired. No.
If I remember right, you guys had bandied the idea around of asking for permission to redo something there, then decided not to tell them anything about it, and you just shifted the trapdoor back and dropped all the broken bits of rubbish back on top. Yep.
Nobody will ever see through our cunning disguise.
Hey, I've got a raise, so no, they won't.
Never will do it, yes.
Okay. Exactly.
So you're back at the hotel in the Red Lantern District. We'll just pick up where we left off last time. It's that night you have apprehended someone who... one of the people that broke in, meaning you harm, into the hotel.
Ah, there is another one outside the fourth window who has broken his legs and is lying on the floor. Perhaps we should get somebody to go and sweep him up or something.
I'm going to give him a rough kicking if you think it'll help.
Do you guys go around to check on him?
I just thought we might wish the complete set.
Yeah.
All right. Sarah, are you down there? You want to take a look at this guy? Obviously, yeah. He fell four stories onto the ground out here.
We'll just leave him alone with the doctor for a while. I'm sure he'll be fine.
Suffering from many broken bones, maybe worse. So he's actually unconscious, but still alive.
Okay, pull him in from the alleyway. Inside, I guess there's like a lounge or a parlor for the hotel. And are there people around? A lot of people around in the
not
hotel?
Not this time of night, no.
Okay. Yeah, I want to make sure he's stabilized.
Right, the night manager's there, and seeing that you're trying to help someone that's injured, of course he has no idea how the man was injured. He goes to heat some water to sterilize some cloth or bandages, that sort of thing. He knows you're a doctor, I believe.
Yeah.
Does he?
Well, it's a new staff. It may not have been mentioned since, but you're apparently doing things that look doctorish to him. So. He's going to defer to you. He'll clear off a table that you can lay the man on and work on him while he goes to boil some water and get some wraps for you, that sort of thing. What are you doing with your captured guy? Are you marching him in too, or are you doing something a little bit more sneaky with him?
Oh, I'm going to leave that up to you.
Yeah, I thought we had him upstairs already.
We don't have him upstairs already, I think it might be fun just to terrify him, so I will cast Bulwark on myself and run up the outside of the wall, dragging him along with me.
Fine. I'm not going to make you roll for this.
You pull a Batman.
Well, we go back into the window. We go inside, so it's not quite.
He's convinced that you're some sort of evil sorcerer that was just to take his soul. So that will go as to why he's so terrified and will tell you everything from your card that you played at the end of last session.
It's not true. I have never found a use for anybody's soul.
Just offended. What, you're saying it's worthless?
After a Chinese soul, after I lay the angle for another one.
These Chinese souls, you know, you have one and you're just hungry again an hour later. It's horrible. Doctor, just give me a roll down there. Let's see if he expires on the table or if you can keep the guy alive. looks like he's living another day at least. Yeah, multiple broken bones, nothing too important. Broken arm, broken leg, few ribs. He's going to be in a lot of pain, but nothing life-threatening. Didn't break his back or crush his skull or anything fun like that, but he is he's out. Are you setting his bones or just trying to keep him alive and not really caring about anything else?
I will set his bones in nice, stiff splints so he can't run.
Nice. Okay. All right, you're going to be working on him downstairs then. The night manager is going to be giving you a hand there. He looks very concerned that possibly he's a little afraid of the consequences of some being possibly hurt on his property. He's not exactly sure where the guy came from, although he is wearing strange black underwear. So
I will explain to the night manager that he actually tried to climb through my window, but I happened to be awake and I pushed him out and he fell.
Oh, okay. Well. Yeah, he's not quite worried anymore about any repercussions to his establishment. He asked if he should call the local constabulary if you are wishing to have this man incarcerated.
Let me make sure that he's completely stabilized yet. I mean, first, because no sense in calling the constabulary just to pick up a corpse.
All right. He'll sit and wait. He'll rouse one of the young men that work for the hotel as well so that he can have them sent to the police offices when you are ready for it. So some blurry-eyed kid has woken up and starts making some tea. meanwhile, upstairs, the guy's being very compliant with you. It's not really any, unless you wish to bind him, he's very compliant. He's scared to death of Yong. He's young, not a kid, but probably barely a teen.
I'm going to guess he speaks Chinese only.
It's all he's been speaking so far.
Okay.
First of all, the other bodies in the communal room we have as well. Mm-hmm. So we have three others knocked out. Well, no. Some of them are dead.
There were four in total.
Yes. One jumped out of the window and is lying at the bottom. I heard a shotgun from Miss Beauchamp's room, so I assume that person is dead.
It was also Miss Beauchamp's shotgun ended the other one as well.
I thought you could have had them. The Canadian extraordinaire that you were. And then there is the one who attacked me in my room as well. And then this is one of the people who I saw at the bottom.
Oh, right.
You seem to be one of the leaders of the group. Or directing the assault, anyway.
Yep. Yes. A good thing to remember is that some of them did get away.
Chased
after the one that you were most likely to catch.
So. Right. What is your name? And what are the names of these people here? So that we might give them the appropriate funeral rites.
All right. He gives you a full name and family.
It's nothing that we recognize, though. It's not like, oh, these are the people who were working for Branson or you.
They're fairly low flunkies. It's not any names. Although, general smarts roll from you, Richard.
No, that's
no, you don't recognize the family names either.
Oh. And why have you paid a visit to us in the middle of the night?
Okay, well, to answer, he starts to put his hand into his robe. And assuming you don't stop him.
No, I'm not going to stop him.
Right. He pulls out basically the same kind of paper you'd print like a wanted poster on. You know, it's a little tatty around the edges. Looks like he's been carrying it a long time. And he hands it over to you. And you've seen the likenesses before. You were warned that there were prices on your heads.
Is it in English?
This is not in English, no.
That's good, because the only person who can read English is downstairs, treating to the wounded
person. What are you talking about? I can read English.
I thought you could speak English, but not read it. I thought you were French-Canadian.
Can you only issue... I thought you could read and write languages that you can normally speak. Well, what? What's the... can I read English? I never... It never came up.
Unless you took the illiterate flaw or something like that, and you can generally read and write any language that you can speak.
Oh, okay.
Right. Okay.
Unless you've taken a flaw that says otherwise.
No, I just assumed you could only read and write your native one, but could speak the others. All right, okay. A whole new vista of learning is open to me. I can read another language. It's about dragons now. Excellent.
You really want to pick up Norse. That's where the good dragons are.
Yeah, there's not a lot of that text over here.
You know, each of you have a price on your head equivalent to about $100.
I add another zero to the internet and hand it back to him. And how did you know we were here?
Oh, we have workers here. They work in the laundry. They saw you check in.
With their extremely subtleness.
It pays to check that they are not tracking us from somewhere.
I don't know what he just said.
I'm just translating.
I'm just amused over our own subtleness in this matter. We just waltz up and say, "Hey, we're here. We want you again."
The other piece of information that's on that poster is it's King that is paying out.
It's true.
We got to have a word with him.
No, we did not.
Yeah, we did. Possibly at the point of a gun.
I was going to say, there is only one word to say to him. And it has three letters and begins with a D. I am translating this for you, if you are. So if you have any questions or wish to make any comments on it, so yes.
How are we going to keep getting these kinds of attacks while we're here is probably the question.
I do not know if this is something he could answer, but I will ask.
He says that his particular gang, he's part of a street gang that operates out of this area, just have the informant that works in the laundry here. They weren't sure that these were actually you. They were confirming that when they were sneaking into the building. The people that got away, there are more gang members, but... As the more people that know, the more they'd have to split the money. He hasn't told anyone else.
So you sent these people in to confirm who we were, yet the one who went into the room where the fourth person on this list would be just strangled without checking. That is an interesting way of confirming.
Kill first, work out after. Life is cheap.
He shrugs and says, you're all white people, other than you.
No, it's a fair policy, to be honest. Actually, we'll be about to find out if he speaks English or not. How about we give him $100 and tell him just go make sure that we tell him, they tell him. He tells us means we're not the ones that they want.
Is he reacting to this at all?
No.
Yes. Okay. So he doesn't speak English. I don't know if bribery is the right way to go, but it's a way to go.
He probably understood the $100 part. But, not the context.
We might have been talking about the amount.
Yeah, we might be talking about the reward money. So, yeah.
Well, I think we should wait for Sarah to come back up as well to discuss what is going on further and see what if she has learned anything more from the broken legs of the person.
He's out. He's out cold, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's going to be out for quite a while.
Yeah. It's like, all right, I go back upstairs. He's pretty badly hurt. I think he's going to live, but he's going to be out for a while.
Hmm. Well, this is what we have learned. Law.
Law? Oh, this is from Kang?
That is what it said, yes.
Okay. Question for the GM. What's the standard rate for fixing up that kind of damage?
Oh, for what you did to it just all depends on the area. I mean, there's the local doctor in anything except for the Red Lantern District would probably do it for, you know, very little because the people couldn't afford more.
So $10, $20?
It all depends on where you are, you know.
Okay. I will write up a bill for Kang for $15 for services rendered. I will make sure that I tuck it into in a very obvious location on this guy's, I guess on his shirt, and address it to Kang.
Which guy? The guy that you were doctoring?
The guy that was doctoring, and tell him that he can pay it to my account at this hotel.
Oh.
You're going to tell him where you are?
Well, they're pretty...
They know? We're not exactly being subtly. What they don't know is that the people on this picture is us. Also know is that us, who they attacked at the hotel, are here at the hotel.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
There is another one in my room who has a concussion. If you wish to doctor him to send more bills towards Kang.
Why, yes. Of course I will.
Whereas the one in my room doesn't even have a head anymore.
Sorry about the mess.
We'll have to get new roots.
Okay, so the guy that has the concussion?
Yep, he's still out on the floor.
So I can move him to the priest's room for now.
Well,
with a roll like that, you can bring him around with a roll like that, but it seems that essentially Young just knocked him out. There wasn't a lot more damage to him.
A precision slap brings him around.
Yeah, pretty much. Or smelling salt. It's up to you. I mean, the role is however you want it to be, but you can tell that he's not dying. He's just not cold.
You want him awake?
I have nothing to ask him. This.
Well, if he wakes up, he can take these other ones away. He can take this guy away.
Okay, then I wake him up, making sure that he is properly restrained before I bring him around.
Okay. So yeah, he wakes up, expecting a fight. He's bound and just starts rattling off some stuff in Chinese. It's Young. Are you there?
If he is shouting or something, I don't know. Did you bring him out into the sort of main area where we're questioning this guy?
Probably could hear everybody's like, yeah.
I will translate it if it is fitting for a lady to hear.
It's basically a bunch of obscenities. He's saying that his gang, the Red Lantern Rats, will surely come to free him, and that if we know what's good for you, that you'll let him go now. he's blustering and full of himself.
If he wants to take the body away with him, yeah.
I got no use for him. I am going to walk over to one of the two doors and open it so that he can see into the rooms where his friend's dead bodies are lying. You got off light.
Yes.
Okay, I think there's only one dead body up here. Sharon shot the other one out the window.
Did he fall out? Well.
Yeah. I'll start rearranging his hair with the business end of the shotgun.
Okay. That shuts him up pretty quick.
Yes.
He knows he has no money with which to ransom his life with, so he just goes quiet and looks at you with the murderous intent and not a little bit of fear.
And I give him my best smile ever.
Does she get a bonus to intimidation because of him in it too?
No, I get a bonus to intimidation for the charismatic times two.
But yeah, we don't want these people.
Well, then we should send them out to tell the others that we are not the people they are looking for, as there are only three of us and not four.
Yes.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Who are you wanting to convince us of? The both of the guys? Or are you just going to convince the one guy that was in your room? One at a time? How are you doing it? Just, are you talking to them as like a group now that you've got them kind of together there? At least the two that are conscious.
I think deal with them as a group. Just convince them both. Just, and then just
both sort of them.
Anyone have persuasion?
The question
yes, I
is,
do.
Do they understand the language that the person is trying to persuade them in?
That's true. It would have to be the person who's speaking.
I can give you a D6 if you want to waste a card there, Young.
I'll also point out, Luke, you had talked about bribing them or giving them some money to go away. Are you doing that?
Well, I was discussing with the group more than going ahead with it.
Yes, okay. I will tuck a 20 for the ones that are still alive. I'll tuck a 20 into each of their pockets and send them on their merry way.
Okay. Young, go ahead and give me a persuasion roll. If you don't do it, it's untrained, but you can take a +2 to the roll. They were just in it for money, you know.
We are not the people.
If you're on the D6, let me know.
Just do this untrained.
Worth it, to be honest. Yeah.
In case we need defeat undead when we go to the island or something. D6. Yes, we are not the people you are looking for. Please
D4.
Tell your friends.
Yeah,
so we do not.
Well, there you go.
It seems just giving them the $20 is enough. If you weren't really the right people, they were just going to likely murder you and take money anyway. They were just after the money. So.
Okay. Here's some money. Go away.
They're happy to take the money and go away with their lives and leave you be. They'll take the body with them, too. They'll take the body and their friend with them.
One of them hobbling along on makeshift crutches and very stiff splints.
Put them with the head in the bag. Yeah.
Well, now we need fresh rooms.
There are more rooms on this floor.
Yes, but we did not take the whole floor.
No, we did.
You did.
We did. Really? We took the whole floor.
We took four rooms for a reduced
price. We took the whole floor.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I leave one room and go into another room.
I leave this room for another room, yes.
I've used the bed in this room. I go to find another bed. All right. Well, if you do nothing else, morning comes far too soon after the events of the night, depending on how soon you want to get going. But, your morning breakfast is left at your doors if you don't answer your room door.
We're not at the right door, though.
Right. So you probably don't answer the doors then, and the food is left at the doors.
Yeah.
Night manager, since you got the people moving out and he took the injured guy with him, the night manager, decided that, well, if you want to make a complaint to the officials, you can, but he's, staying out of it since you didn't ask him to do anything, so.
Yeah, no, it's not worth the complaint. Mm-hmm. And, I give him an extra $10 to replace the window.
Ah, okay. Well, he'll take it. Sure, sure. We'll get right on that.
Well, have we anything to do in the town today?
I want to send a telegram, the one I talked about in the character feed, which I know you've all read.
Mm-hmm. Now, the listening audience hasn't. Tell us what it says, Jameis.
That's all right, Sharon. I'm sure you read it. You can tell her.
Tell us about it, Jameis.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm pretty sure no one read it.
I read it.
Yeah.
I know
Richard read it. Yeah. But that's about it. It's not like the other players noticed. I had to send a telegram off to Van Dorn Agency saying that this might be a good opportunity to set up and establish an agency in Shan Fan with its all undergoing renovations and everything. They can get a foothold set up here. Though they may want to use Chinese agents for doing this.
Is that the only business we have to do with in the town?
Unless we want to get shovels and stuff for digging up and explosives and equip ourselves appropriately for... Which are we trying to be doing first, the Isle of Ghost Tears or the other one?
Well, your cave is very close. I mean, it's just outside of town.
Yeah, so which one are we doing first?
I would say the other one, purely because we have not been there yet. And
the Isle of Ghost Tears.
Ghost Tears, yes.
Okay.
And remember that I had said that the ruins of the lodge house had things like dynamite and shovels and picks and that sort of thing.
We still need to equip up and stuff. Alright, we prepare for a bit of archaeological exploration, aka dynamite and pickaxes. This was the style at the time.
So crude.
This was the style at the time.
Alright. Well,
had archaeology taken off by that point?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I was trying to think, had archaeology actually taken off by that point? I know it was fairly late.
Yeah, that was Comte de Buffon.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that burned the mummies. Because they were not valuable.
Right, so we're off.
Yes. You load everything you think you might need onto the Gypsy Queen. It's just a short jaunt over to the Isle of Ghost Tears. Yep. You aren't given any more trouble through the day.
I'm in my usual getup, by the way. I'm not in the robes.
Okay. You have your goggles on?
Yeah, of course I have my goggles on. Actually, I should take a minor hindrance. I've always have to wear the goggles.
Yeah, that is the most telling part of the description of you as far as the picture is that you've got goggles. I mean,
yeah.
The face looks nothing like you, but it's got
goggles. We're about to go out onto the sea and onto a place where we're going to do mining. So I'm going to be wearing goggles to protect my eyes.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to wear my standard, proper traveling dress.
And I am dressed as I am usually dressed in. A robe with trousers.
How did the... I never remember anyone's name. The gypsy captains do with the... Has he sold much yet?
Oh, he has, actually. Yes. He's you know, he wasn't sure how long you were going to have here. So he dickered with prices a little bit. If he had held off longer, he probably could have gotten a little bit more money. But he did quite well. With the different buckskins and relics that you brought from the necessity.
If all goes well, we could be out of here by tomorrow. If all goes well. So, yeah.
Well, we need a crossing to the island. I presume that is what the boat is.
Yeah, but we'll be coming back to here. So
I understand.
All right, well, if you're telling him he's got a little bit more time to finish the sails, then, you know, he can...
Yeah. I'd say at least another day, if not more.
Yep.
That's all right. We're not in a hurry to get out of here, but we don't have a huge amount of business to do once we're done.
He's offloaded most of it to a storage facility up on the waterfront. Some of it's gone to a local trade auction, from which he's already gotten some of the proceeds back.
Sweet. How much did we arrange to give back to the Indians? Assume a decent amount. Or did we buy it?
Should we straight up buy it? They bought it straight. Well, it was the captain who negotiated the deal. So
yeah, unless you wanted to butt in on that, he's the one making the deal.
No. Because, of course, I was just wondering if he's trying to profit
for himself, you know.
the thing is, do we have to go back and visit the Indians to give them their cut of the money afterwards or not?
Oh, yeah. Somewhat. He has to. I mean, he's arranged the deal with the Indians himself.
Yeah. Well, so if he does, then that's fine. If he doesn't, then we can do more direct plans.
And we may have to go back there to.
Yeah, we probably will anyway. But just, whatever is on.
About how much did he make, actually?
So far?
$400. Okay, I just want to make sure that we can cover it. I just want to make sure that if he, screws the Indians, we can cover it to keep on their good side.
I've still got over 1,000 from the ghost rock in my pockets.
Well, young Makumatang was a friggin' cash cow, so.
Well, some of us got more cash out of that than others.
Yes, true. But some of you should have placed better bets.
I bet him to win the damn match. How much better can you get? We're bickering about this as we cross over to the other ghost. Just so we get to there.
Yeah, it's just a short jaunt. I mean, we're just talking, under half an hour, really, to get out there. It's not that far at all. It is a small island. I don't have a map for it, but let me just...
you don't need a map. Map might imply that there's some sort of encounter we're going to have there. Let's just pop in there and see the cave.
Yes, we must be on the lookout for rock.
It's actually not that small. It's 13. It's basically shaped like a circle, rough of course, about 13 miles across diameter. So not tiny, but
that's actually fairly large.
It is certainly a long way to walk.
Right, and it does have about half of the circle. It's essentially a circle. About half of it has got a beach. The other half has got a cliff. So the your captain's going to drop you off, of course, on the beach side. It's actually deep enough that he can get his flat bottom boat there, so he can go right up to shore without a problem.
We want Eddie with us. I would think so, because he's kind of big and strong.
Yeah, sure. I think so.
You're down a person, so he's more than willing to go along with
him. He's more useful than other people are, anyway.
Not
the priest, because the priest can cast spells, but yeah.
We're going to assume the priest is sick.
The priest is suffering. Yeah. Assuming that Nick doesn't turn back up for a while, can we assume that the short round issue is not going to become something we have to worry about? As in, it's not directly relevant to our character.
Oh, no. He's just going to become the mob boss of the area. Don't worry about it. He'll be.
Yeah. It's just that thing of, okay, here's a plot thread not directly relevant to your characters, but it is going to come back and bite you in the ass if you don't do anything about it. That is quite annoying.
I'm going to drop the priest off and ask Richard to take care of him while we're gone and explain to him the short round situation and ask him to keep an eye on the kid because he's scary intelligent.
I can just see the priest going to start on a lecture on Li Yao. And the rest of the party sort of silently edging out of town as quickly as possible.
I can totally see my love interest disappearing to the school teacher, too. So,
well, yeah, there's probably other reasons for that, not just... Anyway,
whatever you mean, sir?
I have no idea. That's a very strong perfume you're wearing.
But the captain brings the boat up to shoreline. There is some vegetation on the island. You can see copses of trees. It's a sand beach. It's not overgrown with vegetation, but there are little outcroppings here. Most of it's just kind of scoured bald. There's some rock outcroppings near the beach as well. But it doesn't look like there's any development here. You were told that this was a graveyard. Or that there were, it was once a graveyard.
If we look at the stone with the X on it. Is there any indication of where on this island?
Unfortunately, no. Be? The X kind of takes up the entirety of the little island on the representation of the map.
Do we want to leave the permission with the captain or keep it with us?
Do you what?
The permission for us to be here. The slip of paper given to us
yes,
by Tan.
Yes, I understand. Leave it with the captain. Okay. As we have the rings to indicate that we are still part of.
All right. Captain, if anyone asks what we're doing here, we have permission.
I just thought of something that might be a continuity error in this module.
Give us all the card and we'll forgive you.
No. That's written into the module. We need to
nice try.
Check something out.
It was a reference to Heroic Cthulhu. Whenever there was a screw-up, Logan just gets cards.
I want to see the picture of the glyph that they have in here again.
Whenever the GM... Well, because I did it too. Just something went wrong. Here, have a couple of cards, because I can't... What you thought happened didn't actually happen. Yeah, just have some cards to cover it.
Well, I'm wondering if the picture that shows Isle of the Ghost here is pre or post the shattering of California. Because logically, it should have been pre.
Why would it be pre?
Because the whole Indian shaman thing that seals off the that part of the hunting grounds happened before the quake.
As in the map on the stone should be from pre-earthquake.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, right, I see what you mean. Okay. Yeah. Ah, so that's where we get our indication of where others are. Everybody spread out and look for a map.
No, it just means they were really prophetic when they were drawing the stone and knew that it was a quake coming.
Yeah, we'll go with that. And it will rend the coastline exactly like this.
Well, perhaps it's a map made by the Earth so that it shifts to focus as it does.
Yeah, well, yeah, sure. Yeah, it sounds great, Richard.
Timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly.
Exactly. Sorry. I lost my bookmark. There it is. Okay. Here we go. So as you guys disembark, and he's going to wait off coast just a little bit here. Just in case the tides pull back, he doesn't want to get the boat beached. He'll wait around. He doesn't know how long you'll take, but you figure he'll wait till morning.
All right.
Should give you enough
time. It's only a 13-mile island. I'm sure we can search the entirety of it in a single day.
Right. But as soon as you come ashore and the boat starts pulling off, you start hearing the ruckus cawing of a large crow. He's perched on a stunted little tree overlooking the beach. It continues on with its little avian tirade, and suddenly you hear a very strongly accented Chinese voice. Accented, mind you, so he's speaking in English. Don't listen to that bird! He crazy! And there's a little old man that starts approaching from further in the island to the beach. And he's making strange gestures in the air while he's with his walking stick. But he's smiling in a friendly enough way as he's approaching you.
I am not listening to the bird. Tell.
Oh, that's good! Foul mouth thing! What are you doing here?
The question is, what are you doing?
I live here.
Oh, good.
Nice island. Quiet. Just how I like it. Cold sometimes, though. Cold, yeah.
He's really unkept, and his eyes are like a little wild. You know, they dart around a lot, and the pupils seem just a little off, and he's got this kind of... He kind of shifts a lot and scratches his hands. He's not, doesn't look he's nervous. It's just more like he's just full of just energy, you know. And it's difficult for him to stand in one spot.
You know this island well?
Oh, yeah! Caretaker for a long time. I'm called Ginja.
He bows towards you.
But only the ghosts call me that name.
There are ghosts?
Oh, too many of them.
Well, at least one has been crying.
Can you take us to wherever the ghosts are strongest?
Oh, they're all over the island. They'll hate you for your warmth and your breath. You should leave now if you want to remain among the living.
Look at the others and shrug.
He starts kind of doing a little sing song, kind of like a Chinese child song.
Can you show us the ghosts? Can you translate that, please?
He is speaking English.
Yes. Can you show us the ghosts? We'd like to talk to them.
I have no subtlety. I hold up the stone saying, do you know where this cave is? And I'm getting an echo.
Okay. Yeah, I'm hearing it too. Can't tell who's coming through, though. He kind of squints at the stone, and he says,
oh, symbols deep below, sacred to the spirits of the earth. You cannot find such a thing. The ancestors will stop you. You cannot reason with the dead.
And he breaks into this wild kind of grin, and he starts capering around the beach, some kind of a sing-songy voice, doing some kind of nursery rhyme. Yeah, he hasn't left you. He's just kind of like capering around you and rolling around in the beach, and you know, and all along he's kind of singing this little lullaby thing. And
now, taking into account that Dragon doesn't like Sarah in the first place, how is he acting around the Chinese guy, and how's he acting in general?
In general, he's very skittish, but he's always skittish when Sarah's there.
Yeah, it's just not like he's just going looking, he's just sort of looking at a ghost or anything. Well, can you show us where this cave is, please?
He doesn't seem to be responding much. Once again, he's kind of rolling on the sand. He's scratching.
Do you want a beef sandwich or something? Offer him some food.
Oh!
He kind of scampers over you on all fours like a dog and paws at the food.
Okay. I give him some food.
He starts chomping on it, and he's between, you know, trying to force this food down. You hear him muttering, "Ah, the ghosts! So cold! I hear them all the time, all around you."
I try listening. Do we hear anything?
Other than, you know, the crow that's still going on and chattering quite animatedly. From a branch? Not really.
What is the crow saying? Or is it just chattering in bird talk?
It's just chattering. It's, you know, just crowing.
Is it pointing in any specific direction?
No.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of territorial, actually, since you're on his beach and it's, you know, it's cawing at you, trying to make itself look large and intimidating.
Well, this
okay,
hunter says...
I hold out a piece of meat to it.
Okay. It doesn't approach. It just stays on the branch.
Okay, I put the piece of meat down at the on the edge of the branch and back away.
Oh, yeah. He hops over, snacks the meat, and flies back off, taking the meat with it.
Let's just walk around till we find something.
Yeah, we search the island. Okay.
The hermit is left with the food on the beach. He doesn't follow you. He just continues
to
sing his little song. And the song is like a really nonsensical young, that the song is in Chinese. It just, you know, he sounds just insane.
It's the obviously crazy ones who you don't have to worry about. It's the ones you can't tell are crazy. It's the ones you have to worry about. The obvious ones, no problem. You know how to deal with them.
The island's dotted with groves of stunted evergreen trees. Inside the groves, as you start walking around a bit, it's shady and cool, and there's a thick bed of brown needles, making a nice place to lay down. The rising wind shivers through the pine branches, and a sudden chill plucks its way down your spine. Your teeth start to chatter, and your breath comes out in white puffs. Suddenly, a huge mound of earth and pine needles heaves up in front of you, as though something's fighting to get free from the underground. And then it subsides, and all is quiet. The wind dies.
Suggestion. Let's go around the suddenly moving mound.
I'm wondering if we want to track where the wind is coming from. That's probably the source of all the ghost crying that the guy's hearing.
Do we care about the ghost crying?
If that's where the source of the power of the cave is. Probably the cave is. It's the only thing we have at the moment to indicate any kind of direction. So.
Okay, you're going to try and track the whistling wind, kind of.
Yeah. Okay.
Not really tracking, since you're tracking a sound. So give me notice rolls. That'll do it. Yeah, everybody, give me notice rolls as you try to figure out, you know, what direction it seems to be whistling from.
It's not like we've got anything else at hand to say. Whee! Oh wow, is that me?
You might notice.
Oh, wow.
It's over there. I notice everything.
All right. Well, all of you kind of agree it's coming from one location. Actually, with the 23, I'll give you something else. As I said, you're walking around, and for the most part, you can't really see that this place has really been used, you know, for living or anything like that. Occasionally, you do find broken off bits of burial mounds where there were headstones, but the headstones have long since been shattered and are, you know, laying down and broken. It looks like the wind does kind of carve through here at a good rate, and over time, it's just really weathered down some of these grave sites that you're passing, to the point where you really can't even make out characters on the stones anymore. What you get with that 23, though, Luke, is you're figuring towards the center of the island. You can just make out what looks like a pagoda roof. There is some sort of structure in the middle of the island. The island.
It's a gazebo! Attack! Seems to be something. Maybe the about.
As we are looking around this island, this thing, are there paths that look walked regularly by this guy? Is there any evidence of him living on the island?
As I said, the place isn't like thickly or densely vegetable growth, so there's lots of areas where there's stone washed up by the sea. There's flat pieces of land. There's no real road, but there are easier places to travel. You figure he probably walks along the beach or along these stones, for instance.
What about fires? Max four. Yeah.
Not that you've seen so far, no.
Yeah, I thought.
And berries or anything that you can eat?
Yes, yeah. What vegetation there is here, they do have berries on it. And, I mean, there's fish, of course.
Ah, I had forgotten that we were surrounded by sea. Yes, of course.
Yeah, the island looks supportive, if that's what you're saying. Luke, without having to roll a tracking roll, you can also tell that there are small animals that are on this island, too. Small.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know, like, you can see trails of, like, chipmunk and that sort of thing.
Hmm, tasty. In a different game, my character's always going on about eating the various animals. He's a barbarian. Deal with it.
Well, I have seen nothing. Yeah?
To the pagoda.
Oh, to pagoda.
Yes, to the pagoda.
With a little bit of walking, the rest of you are able to see it in the distance as well. It looks like whatever building it is on a little bit of a rise. So as you get closer, you're able to see more of it. It looks like it's an open pavilion, kind of like where you had the dinner out on the property of Big Ears Tam. You know, so no walls, but it's got a good roof to keep rain out. Just kind of an outdoor, pretty much a exactly what James said. It's it's built, as you're getting closer to it, it is built in the Chinese pagoda style. It's fallen into disrepair. And there's no indication of what function it might have served. As you're looking around it, you do discern that there are a series of Chinese symbols engraved along the inside of the pavilion's crumbling roof. It tells a story, Young.
Ah, I was going to ask. What is the story of?
Is it of dragon?
It will be when I translate it.
Yeah, this guy's going to want inserted anyway. Yeah.
Okay, it tells a tale of a woman named Ming Xiangnu. She was one of the very first Chinese immigrants that were killed in the Great Quake. But apparently she died as much of a broken heart as anything else. Her lover had gone to California to put their affairs in order. Ming was sent to follow later. She did only to find that her fiancé had spent their savings on opium and women of ill repute. He coldly said he no longer loved her. While she confronted him, the quake began, and as if to prove his words, he shoved her aside, saving himself, leaving her to die in the disaster. She perished with stinging tears of betrayal on her cheeks, but her soul persisted. So this is a shrine to her and to her uneasy spirit.
Ha ha. Yes, I will translate for everybody else what this is.
As Young tells a ghost story.
Mm. And then there was a dragon.
Yes. Given that we know that there are weird and strange things, do you think if this pagoda was fully up and cleaned up and everything, it might actually be helping to keep the ghosts in check?
I do not know. I doubt it.
I don't know either.
I doubt it purely because I... We do not know there are... I think it is named after this one woman. That is... Then it will be... Well, we can look out for her. But I do not think the man-made structure gets us any closer to the natural cave. Unless it is built on top of.
Well, what are the odds of that?
If we stamp on the pagoda, is there like a hollow sound beneath it?
It's bare ground beneath you. It doesn't have a floor.
Okay, that's all right. And if we scratch around on the floor, there's no sort of.
Well, the pagoda is built on a mound. I mean, as I said, it was built on a high point on the island. And actually, while you're up here, kind of looking around and examining the place, you kind of see a worn-down structure. Actually, the structure looks like it was made from pieces of flotsam, mismatched pieces of board that are put together as a lean-to.
This is probably...
Just a little further down from here.
This is probably...
How long ago was the quake? Roughly.
Many years ago.
1870?
I think it's like 5 or 6, something like that.
Okay. So Crazy Man could easily have some connection
the
with...
The quake was in 68.
Right. We are in 88.
88, so 20 years, okay.
So Crazy Man could be connected to... What's the name?
Do you not see why?
But possibly. With what we've seen so far, anything is possible.
Yes.
What was the lover's name?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
Oh, and just if I didn't say it, I think I did, but if I didn't say it, he did at one point say he was the caretaker of the island.
You did say that.
Possibly.
Let us have a look at the lean-to to see how he lives.
All right. The lean-to, as you go down, is actually... it actually covers the entrance of a hollow area in a cave as you're coming down. It's just kind of built over it to give it some protection from the rain. It doesn't go back very far. Do you guys want to go in?
We are looking for it. Ah, oh, it is a cave.
Yes.
I shy away from it.
Well, as I said, it doesn't go in very far. It's more of a niche.
Yes.
Like, you can see the rear of it just by the sunlight that's pouring through.
I run in, touch the back wall, and run back out again.
Just to confirm it.
Yes.
I go in and examine the back wall.
We do not have any light sources, do we?
If you knock down some of the flotsam, it would allow enough sunlight in to actually see the whole area.
We've come to do something important on this island. Knock down your house! Yeah.
Well, is it a house or is it just a little
bee. All the same, it's his house.
Yeah, maybe, if you maybe step not. In at all, you see that someone does live here. There's a bed of pine needles laid down for sleeping.
Just checking. It may have been that he built this cover to protect this cave for some religious reason.
There seems to be something scratched all over the walls of the cave, like graffiti.
All work and no play make Jack a dull boy.
Is it in Chinese?
Yes, it appears to be so. Art, did you go in and look around?
Sarah did, yes.
Sarah, okay, yeah, Sarah, it's just, all over the walls and ceilings of the cave, there's scrawled Chinese characters. Most of them are illegible. Some of them are more clear than others. There's also a single rough message in English. It says, God help me. It seems to be written with bits of charcoal from a fire pit that's right near the cave entrance. It's not going currently.
Young. Yes, can you take a look at this?
Yes. Very interesting. I can see it clearly from out here.
Well, what does it say?
It is a shopping list. This is unimportant. Don't worry. No, I will. I will steel myself. I will close my eyes and walk into the cave. With my arms extended. With my arms extended. So that when I get to the end, I open my eyes, take in as much as I can, and get out again as quickly as possible, spending as little time in the cave.
All right. You were able to make out a few characters that weren't too illegible. Fear the wolf and set us free is written several times.
Run out of the cave and then translate it for them. Yes.
Are you sure it said fear the dragon?
Do not fear the dragon. Never fear the dragon. The dragon is your friend.
Okay. Right.
So yes, there's...
I'm sure that means nothing at all.
Lots of different things on here. If there was a tale about a single woman and now this scroll which was set us free. So there are many things.
Yeah, it sounds like this would be handy to have a priest around.
Someone who could exorcise the ghosts or lay them to rest.
Yeah. Yeah.
We could go back and talk to the caretaker.
Ask him about a wolf.
And the lady. Mm-hmm. What was her name? Because I would like to note that down. Ming something.
M-E-N-G. And then Xiangnu, C-H-I-A-N-G dash N-U.
Great. Okay, well, do we wish to go and talk to the caretaker about these things? Or continue blindly on to try and find the cave that we are looking for?
Well, we're at a fairly high point on the island, I assure you.
You went down to the cave, so you're at a lower point again.
Well, when we were at the pagoda, that was a pretty high point, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was probably the highest point of the island.
So when we looked around there, we didn't see anything that said Cave of Power.
There are other copses of trees around, but nothing else that you really saw. I mean, easily there could be something in those copses of trees.
Yeah. Look, Chinese guy knows something at least. Let's try and give him some
additional. I remember who's with us, and I look at Eddie.
Yep.
I remember Eddie, the wolf.
But,
he says, no, sir, I don't believe I've ever been to this island before.
That is good to know.
But now that you're engaging Eddie, actually, let me do something here. Nope. Never mind. Yeah, he's a wild card. I'll give him another. Yeah, there we go. Huh, okay. Eddie has been looking a little You know, he hasn't been saying much as you've been coming around the mountain and, you know, around the island and poking around and such. And you kind of look at him now and you realize, yeah, fear the wolf. He's looking around. He's acting like he's sensing something around him, but not quite. Like, you know, and if you, you know, you look at him, he says, I feel like we're being watched.
Mm-hmm. From where?
When he says that, you guys hear another loud caw that breaks the air, and a raven lands on a bit of wood that's near the cave that you guys just come out of.
This is going to sound stupid, but does it look like the same raven?
It was a crow.
It's about
before.
The same size. Or a crow, yeah, sorry. Mm-hmm. It's about the same size, but you
it
know,
could
black
be. Change the species of. It seems to change species a bit as you look at it.
Well, we could break the wing of one, and then we would know whether it was the same one at another location.
That would be very cruel, and I would object strenuously.
It was merely a suggestion.
Hello, crow, what do you know?
You addressed the crow. It hops back, it flies a little bit, and a little bit towards... you know, away from the cave, and then it starts cawing at you again.
All right, I'm going to follow the crow.
Yeah, just follow it.
Start walking, you know, every time you get closer to it, it kind of jumps back just far enough that you can still see it, and it seems to be leading you into a copse of trees.
I will be on my guard in case it is
a... A mountain of... Yeah, in case it's a...
Mm-hmm. Bird lands on a tree branch as... come to the copse of trees. Once again, the sunlight is more obscured in here with the overhanging foliage and you get the dense undergrowth in, you know, old leaves and stuff that are dying, have died and fall off on the ground. And once again, it seems like there's an earthen mound that just starts to shift and move around. And you hear like a very faint cry from beneath the ground. And you hear groaning and hissing just coming from around the forest as well.
Someone hold my jacket. I'm going to get in there and with it, just use my hands first to try and move the ground about.
As you get closer to it, the ground subsides, and then kind of it's almost like morning mist, although it's far too late in the afternoon for this, starts kind of coming out of the ground and the moss beneath you, and they start forming into, you know, roughly human shapes, and they, you know, they're kind of surrounding you, and you kind of hear what sounds like whispered conversation being carried on. You can't really make out words, and the rest of you are seeing this too, but Luke is kind of in the middle of it.
Hello, we're here to help. Can you speak up, please?
If you try, yeah, you sit there for a bit longer and the mist coalesces a bit more and you can see the forms, you know, grossly emaciated figures start peeking out from this enshrouding mist.
Let me know if I need to make a fear check at some point.
Now that they've coalesced some and it isn't just mist, yeah, make a fear check.
Yeah. It's what is a fear check?
We're at fear level, what is it here? Fear level 4.
Okay, how do I make a fear check?
It's a guts roll.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
At negative 4.
At a negative 4, but you get your grit.
Is that everyone or just...
Everyone.
And is there an actual penalty for the ghosts themselves as well? Or
No, it just forces the fear check.
Okay.
Not amazing, but I got success. What's the guts of my cat?
Oh, good question.
Let's try to remember where I've got things.
Well, don't worry about it. Your cat it's hissing, but it's not,
Well, that's a big change from how it acts around. Sarah, hissing! Eddie, hissing! Ghost, hissing!
Why are you here? It's all bad. Have you no common sense? All right, so it looks like everybody passed.
This is a fear, not a horror check, yes.
Right, just a fear check.
Okay.
All right.
Then, yes, we have.
So as these forms start to coalesce, you see a fat Chinese merchant with a knife wound that's bleeding. There's a mace rat there with his throat cut out. There's a bloated, drowned sailor and a miner with one leg blown off, and the hangman. They're all kind of shambling around, and they seem to be trying to talk. It's very faint. It seems what light there is coming through the trees seems to disrupt their forms.
I would not let them touch you.
So what do you say when you said something there, Luke? I'm sorry, I missed it.
I just said, we're here to help you. Can you try to speak up, please?
Okay. Right, yeah, so they are speaking. Go ahead, give me a notice roll.
They're speaking Chinese, aren't they?
I was thinking, what does lip reading come under?
Notice would be fine. A good notice roll would be.
Ooh. Wow. Well, everybody made
it. I mean, yeah, it seems that they're not able to manifest very well in broad daylight, so it's very hard to understand. But you are able to, concentrating a little bit. You know, they're saying things like help us, free us.
How?
The wolf hunts us.
Where's the wolf?
Spiritual wolf.
We cannot find the wolf. You must find the wolf.
I haven't seen any wolf tracks while I've been here. I'm sorry, this is Luke saying it. This is not me asking the GM. I haven't. No, you would have said if I'd found wolf tracks.
As I said, small animal tracks.
Small animal tracks. I mean, no sign of any wolves on this island, so.
This is our island. We've always been here. It's not for the living, but you will join us if you stay.
I have two ideas here, then. Either we can go and ask the caretaker, or, given the way Dragon is reacting, you can track until we find a place where there are no animal tracks, where the wolf might make its lair. Den? What do wolves have? It does not matter.
You could do both.
Yes, we could split the party. That would be.
Well, no, we go and talk to the hermit, and then we go hunting for the wolf.
Yeah, no splitting the party.
I just expect it to be late at night while we are still looking for things.
No, it's late, maybe afternoon at best.
Yes, and we have a 13-odd-mile island, which I think will be...
Yep. You're around the middle of it. I mean, so you know, 6 miles or so you've walked since you left the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can always go back and ask them.
Or, I look around, hey Crow, can you show us where the wolf is?
The bird just continues to stand on the branch. It's not cawing now, though.
I'm not going to use him.
The ghosts are continuing to talk, and you're picking out about a bit more of what they're saying. The wolf runs unfettered. First you will die, and then the wolf will consume what remains of you. We're all restless here. There's no hope here. Even the ghosts are hunted and consumed.
We don't have any spirit weapons, do we?
I do not.
Nope.
I do have this card. Ignore one invulnerability or immunity.
Keep that. Keep hold of that.
save that.
I play this on the crow.
Play on Sarah. yes.
I'm not going to dignify that with an answer.
These people who... The dead people we are seeing, they are all... Dead from different means,
yes,
aren't they?
Yes, they are.
That is.
In this place was a graveyard, so there was just the ghosts of people.
Right, but I assume other people have come here since then and died here. Because the writing over there is by living people.
Maybe. I'm taking position, actually.
Possible.
Or the crow.
That's interesting. Well, let us go and talk to the crazy man and see if he knows things. No. All right.
What kind of moon is it tonight? What is in what period of the moon cycle are we in?
Do we need to worry about Eddie?
Partly that, partly the wolf may also be somewhat tuned to the moon cycle as well.
Yep, that's clear.
No, I've been keeping track of that somewhat. No, you're not near a full moon again yet.
Okay, so if the wolf is chimed to the moon, then it's a good time to be encountering it.
Well, we go back to find the crazy caretaker.
So you're going to go back to the beach that you came from?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you leave, the crow paces you. It doesn't try to lead you anywhere this time. It just kind of follows behind you. It's not crowing at all.
We are doing our best to save them. I totally crow and then feel really stupid. I look as if Dragon is reacting oddly as well. Wait, what am I doing? Why am I talking to the crow? Why isn't the guy who's a beast master or as beast born doing anything with the animals on me? So yeah, just take us back to the caretaker.
All right. I mean, it's pretty uneventful, assuming that you're staying away from the trees and just walking down some of the stone paths. And you get back to the beach, and it's not immediately visible. I mean, you can kind of see the sand where you remember where you can see where you came in. You can see your boat just offshore there. You can see tracks in the sand leading off, different direction than you went. You assume that's his tracks.
Well, there is nothing else to do but follow them.
Yeah. Cold. I'm thinking we may want a big bonfire or something to help fight this thing.
I thought that, but it might be stealing the warmth of our body and that the fire means nothing. But the caretaker is not where we left him. He did not stay in a convenient place for us to find
him. It's almost like he's his own person.
Yes.
Damn it.
Well, he took off on a beach in the middle of the sand. We'll never be able to track him. Never.
Well, there are tracks here. We should follow them.
Never be able to track him.
The tracks, while he's still on the beach, are very easy to follow. He seems to be going, it seems to be that he's walking around the edge of the beach, going in a kind of a south or clockwise around the island. You track it just fine for a while until the beach ends and it's more rock. At this point, I'll need a tracking roll from Luke if you want to continue to follow.
Oh dear.
He went into the sea. There's no hope for him.
If you don't want to chip it, then you just lose his track once he hits the more gravelly terrain. He's not leaving behind anything.
Is it worth chipping it?
If it is clear he has lost the track, then I will.
Well, it's he hasn't really deviated from where you're following. If he continues on in the same direction you've been following, he's basically just circumnavigating. He's going to the far end where you haven't been yet.
Well, we might as well go in that direction while looking. Every so often I will shout out that we have more sandwiches to get taken. See if that gets him coming back in this direction.
That's right. The other reason to build a fire as well, is it might draw him there.
It might, yes.
Alright. Will you continue on?
Sorry, I look at the trees. Are they particularly twisted into horrific visages of people who might have been stabbed there?
No, not at all.
Right. Just creepy trees, that's fine.
So you continue around the island. You're getting the point where now that there really isn't much of a beach. It's starting to go uphill a bit on this end. So when you were approaching the island, you saw that one side of it had cliffs. The other side was a sand beach. So you're approaching the cliff side of it now. And you do come across some more grave sites. Once again, it's obviously an informal burial ground of some sort, but it's been windswept and unkept for so long that you really can't read the gravestones anymore.
This K-Tech is doing a useless job.
Do you continue on?
Well, you cannot tell if he has gone this way or not.
No.
Well,
I see no point in stopping, so he might as well continue.
Okay. Yes. You guys get kind of to the high point of this edge of the island, and you're directly above like a sea cliff that goes down for quite a while now. So, you know, there's no beach left at all. There's just a big overhang going down into some very choppy water. Everybody give me notice rolls here.
Against the flotsam and jetsam for his lean-to. Yes.
That's funny. Also, there's a cave entrance, perhaps.
Yeah, it looks like everybody made it. Okay, you all see it. As the surf is pounding against the side of the island, as it draws back, you know, as it kind of surges and draws back, you can see that there's a tunnel. It's almost completely flooded right below the water level, and you can tell that the surf there is very strong as it slams against the side of the cliff there. It ebbs back, slams forward, but there is a sea cave there.
Are we at high tide, low tide, middle tide?
You're getting towards the late afternoon, so this is moderate.
Okay. Well, you're an excellent swimmer. You can probably handle that.
Actually, Luke has ship experience. You could tell actually by.
And I've got a raise.
Right. You could tell by how the side of the cliff is worn that the cave would be underwater even if it were at the lowest tide.
Ah, nuts. Oh, I'm sure some of you like young women have no problem.
It is a cave.
Mm-hmm.
As you're later into the day now, it's late afternoon, the crow is still following you. And
it's just darkness and you'll be covered up, but that's where the problem is. No light above you.
You are not enticing me to go in there.
The crow starts cawing at you again.
Do you know another way in?
And, you know, it's doing the same thing where it's backing up and it's wanting you to follow it again.
Follow it.
Yeah, I am talking to the dude.
It seems to be leading you back to the middle of the island, and I'm getting an echo.
Yep.
So yeah, you're at the edge. So you're going another 6 miles in. So it's starting to get, the light of the day is starting to fade, and it seems to be heading you back to the pavilion again.
Really?
The pavilion might be a safe place to stay overnight.
Is this important, I asked the bird?
It caws at you.
I don't know, I might be making a bit more consistent movements, I don't know. Beastmaster only applies to things which are natural animals, not whatever hell is bird, so to speak.
What does Beastmaster allow you to do?
Animals like your hero, and won't attack him unless he attacks the first or the other race. For some reason, his animal magnetism is so great he's attracted to another animal, blah, 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 blah.
Good.
So
it's you it is primarily cawing at.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm talking to the bird.
Yes. Got a regular Dr. Doolittle here.
Yeah. Well, you want to follow him into the... Well, it was getting dark. We're not going to go into that cave anyway, right this minute.
Not while it is dark, no.
Yeah, if only we had somebody who could do water breathing, underwater breathing. Some sort of spell.
And could produce light as well.
Yeah, some sort of miracle of God, you know.
Damn it, preacher, where are you?
I do not know.
All right, we're following the bird.
Yes.
If it's getting that dark, I'll be sort of sitting, give myself a flambeau if you can't quite handle the word torch.
All right. So you're just getting some bits of dead wood and making a torch?
Yeah. Since there seems to be around, yeah.
Yeah, the crow leads you back to the pavilion, and it just perches on the roof and just seems to be waiting there. It's getting, you know, it's starting to get dark at this point. The sun's beginning to go down. You've got maybe a half hour before it's dark.
Is the noise coming from the lean-to now as well?
No, there's not.
Ah, so yes, not okay. There. Okay.
We may want to gather some quick, is there sort of like brushwood or something we can build a fire with?
There's plenty of dead wood just all over the place.
We may want to set up a fire for tonight then and keep it here. I wonder if this serves as a, I'm wondering if that, I wonder if this serves as a shelter of some sort from the wolf.
I'm thinking it might be just a safe haven for the night, regardless.
The pagoda dedicated to the woman who died unjustly?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is going to be the wolf itself, and hey, then we'll be able to find it.
Let us stay here and see what happens.
Yeah. Okay. So do you build a fire, or you just have the torches?
Yep. We build a fire.
Okay. It looks at one time that there probably was a fire ring beneath the pavilion where someone could set up a fire. If you want to rebuild that, you could.
Done.
As full dark comes along, it does get quite cold on the island. You're kind of grateful for the fire as you guys huddle around it for warmth. And then softly through the night, you start hearing just a beautiful voice singing. The words are in Chinese, and it's quite clear. Young, you translate if you want, but what you hear is, in spring the trees with blossom blessed, songbirds together build their nests. Two by two they float in the sky, forsaken, bereft, how sad am I? And then walking toward the pavilion, kind of illuminated by what moon there is out, and kind of the chill damp of the night, there's kind of an ethereal, kind of luminous figure that's approaching. You make out what appears to be a woman that's just kind of weeping as she's singing this refrain.
I do translate the thing for everybody else too. So, I believe this will be Ming Chong Yu. Sorry.
Ming Chong Yu.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well. She's coming here. Well, let's.
There's not much we can do about it. Unless you want to get hooked up to a ghost. I'm not really seeing us much.
Just because I'm the only Chinese person.
Go ahead and make fear checks again. But she is not horrific like the other ghost that you saw. So you can take a +2 to the roll. So it's still the -4 because of the fear level. But then... yeah, just consider it a -2 instead.
Woohoo! I needed that +2.
Woo! Wow! Double ones!
Sarah's like, I've seen one woman lost in love. What the hell?
Young, do you want to chip that or not?
It's tempting not to, because just to see what happens.
But, up to you. Up to your time.
I got so many chips. I'm going to spend a chip. And then, whatever happens here. That one. Nah. All right, I made it. Which is a shame. I was hoping to fail again.
It wouldn't have been too bad. It was fear, so...
Yeah, I rolled critical failure, so...
You run away in the darkness and trip over.
Yeah, it would have been fun to run away in the dark and encounter the wolf. You gotta hide with the wolf for help. Yeah.
All right, so what do you do? She's approaching the pavilion. She does seem to notice that you're there.
Is she singing out? I mean, is it a popular song?
No, it's not one that you've heard before. Okay. Anyway. So how do you react?
My idea.
Offer a plate of food.
I stare at
her. Well, you offer her food.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is an offer to share, basically share your area. So she walks forward and she gives you a slight bow, and she tries to hold the food. But
yeah, that's going to be tricky. If this was more Terry Pratchett, I'd try something.
I try conversing with her then, seeing as she is here.
I'll just try one thing just quickly. I'll put the bit of food on the fire and see if there's a spirit of the food which she can then eat.
Ah, so you're essentially sacrificing the food.
Yeah.
Actually, the luminous figure seems to glow a little bit brighter when you've done that. And she smiles a bit. And in Chinese...
Yes, I'm going to get hitched tonight.
in Chinese, Young, you hear her say that it's been a while since I felt the warmth.
I am translating for them if they wish to.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, that did work. Oh, excellent. Well, you're welcome. You're welcome to cheer our fire with us tonight, and together she has a tale of woe if she wants to unburden herself. We're interested in hearing it.
Do you translate?
Yeah, I'm translating.
Okay. I mean, she tells her story, once again, why she's here. Her spirit can't rest. She's been seeking rest. More importantly, though, she says that she is the protector of the island, and other souls, other spirits have been, being hunted and destroyed, by the wolf.
Yeah, what can you tell us about this wolf?
Sorry.
Oh, is there anything we need to help you?
Sorry, you are the protector. Is there a caretaker also?
She's a little confused at this, and she says, it's just us and the wolf on the island.
Aha.
And then I translate James's question, or Luke's question. Which was... Can you tell us about the wolf?
Mm-hmm. She tells you that it's a ravening creature. It feasts upon the souls of the dead. Though we call it the wolf, it is not an animal. It lives somewhere on the island, but we cannot find it.
Is it the guardian of the cave?
I suspect it is the caretaker. As they have not mentioned it. She was confused when I mentioned it.
As do I.
Oh, well, I see. I'm slow on the uptake.
I will ask, is there another living person on the island? Have you seen him?
No, you were the first to visit this island in some time. I was attracted by your warmth.
I translate that as I was attracted by Luke's warmth.
I'm just that kind of guy.
You slut.
Considering how Luke has acted in most of the towns we've been in, yeah, I'm not going to be defending that.
Well,
is there anything we can do to help your rest?
Find the caretaker. Or the wolf and deal with him.
Well, would that be...
But yes,
As
I say, I'm translating, so... I don't think she's going to be put to rest. She's the guardian. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so?
But yeah.
Huh?
I ask the questions.
Right. Reply back with no, this is my doom from the betrayal that was put upon me. I wish to... save those that are here that I can. Can you help me?
Hi. We can give it a go. We have a good idea who the wolf is.
I strike a heroic pose and say, yes. Luke here said yes, he will help.
Do you know anything about the Cave of Power, which may be recopted, which may be entwined in all this?
She nods her head and she says, there is a cave. There is a cave at the crashing waves.
Mm-hmm.
I can calm the tides and allow you to the cave.
The caretaker was headed in that direction. Perhaps we should take a look there, if he is there.
Yeah, do you know if the wolf goes there?
We cannot sense the wolf. We cannot find the wolf.
Is it an absence of something there, or is it that you cannot sense him at all?
We cannot sense him. He is not living like you. He's not dead like us.
If you could sense him, what would you do? Would you be able to do something?
Her eyes kind of light up at that, and she says, we would destroy him.
Okay, what would you need to sense him then? If, say, we managed to stab him with a bit of your pagoda here.
I do not know the nature of a wolf.
As a bit of a metagame here, but Sarah?
She has not acknowledged Sarah's presence in the least.
Okay. How does that dragon act around her?
This thing dragon's usual? Been skittish the entire time you've been on the island. So.
I'm just wondering if stabbing him with a bit of the pagoda will help connect the wolf to the island, and particularly to her, so she can do something about him. If indeed we are right about who the wolf is.
That have to be otherwise, a bit of the pagoda. It could be any piece of native wood, maybe.
Yeah, it could be the crow could have to, maybe the crow could attack. Get the crow to attack.
Well, I was going to ask.
Is she the crow?
Yes, are you the crow during the daytime?
No.
Is that another watcher?
The crow is one that I can influence on this island.
Is there just one crow? Did we see many today? I'm just curious.
I've been speaking through only one today, though I can use others.
Yes.
That is fascinating.
Very nice crow it is, too.
Well, if you can you calm the tides during the day, or would we have to go now?
I am strongest at night, though I do have some influence during the day.
It looks like we will have to go at night, I tell the others.
So, all right.
Shall we go now?
If you're up for it.
The quicker we get this done, the quicker it will be over.
Okay, it's going to take us some time to get there. We are in the middle of the island.
The quicker we get it done, the quicker it will be over.
Okay. Okay. You all right, dearie? Yep, and okay.
And Sarah, you are okay with this idea? Or would you prefer another day to prepare?
Well, if we should go now, we should go now.
Yeah. Do we have the keys for the manacles?
Always. Andy?
Right, in case we want to try and slap them on the wolf. Or the guardian.
We already have. Oh, wait. The other wolf's not. Right, yes.
Yeah. I'm also taking a piece of the pagoda with me as well.
He wishes to take a favor of yours with him.
We're going to head back towards the beach, right?
Towards the caves.
Okay. Well, what I want to do is I want to load a shotgun shell with dirt from the pagoda.
Yep. Sounds good.
Actually, I'm going to make two of those.
We should also make some torches before we go as well.
Yep.
So that we can light them when we get into the cave.
If it'll help her be strong during this next bit, I'll sacrifice more food to her. Oh, yeah, I'll feed the woman that's with me.
All right, you guys make preparations then. You get some, some steaks, basically, the pagoda. There's plenty of ruined bits of it around, so it's not like you have to damage it further. You're going to use some of the soil beneath the pagoda and shove it into his shotgun rounds?
Yep.
The bits of the pagoda that are here, are they large enough that they could have been used in the lean-to? And no. Were any of them? No.
No, the lean-to is all comprised of just
flotsam and jetsam. Yeah. Right, I understood
that. Ask her who built the lean-to.
I just wondered if... doesn't matter. All right, yes.
Sorry, you asked what?
And then who built the lean-to is what James said.
Well, once again, she's not aware that anyone else is on the island. She knows the lean-to you speak of.
Yeah, and who created it? How did it end up as a lean-to?
She doesn't know.
Gotcha. Okay.
She is not all-seeing like the dragon.
The dragon alone, you've got enough trouble.
The cat. I understand you honor the dragon by naming him after such, but he is not one. All right, well, let us head out then.
Okay, so which direction are you heading to?
To the caves.
Yeah.
This is obviously the best idea we've ever had, so on with it.
All right, it is dark now, so you're using your torches.
Yep.
All right. Is the lady accompanying us?
Yes.
Yes. Bert, can we take a 5?
Sure.
Music in this podcast was created by Kevin MacLeod. More great music can be found at his website at incompetech.com. If you enjoy the show, we would love to hear from you. You can find links to our public forums, the software that we use, and other information at our homepage at bluemagic.com. That's BLUMAGIK. Reviews on iTunes, recommends at rpgpodcasts.com, and email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com are also appreciated. Thank you for listening.